This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you take control of the show, kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and can get on it for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. All right, so it is, of course, Valentine's Day, Manwich, and we're going to have to talk about it at some point here tonight. Although we're still in the midst of an education email, we've got Dick Cheney to talk about with the hunting situation. But it is Valentine's Day, and so if you've got comments on Valentine's Day, how you feel about it, if you're as sick of it as I am, or if you just love Valentine's Day, if it just warms your heart,
well,
we'll talk to you.
You're just as cynical as they come, so
oh, yeah.
Of course you don't like the holidays.
This is one of my least favorites.
But you don't really like any holidays.
That's not true.
Really? Which ones do you like?
New Year's is all right by my book. Halloween's kind of cool as well. So there.
Oh, yeah. 800-259. I didn't see you do anything for New Year's or Halloween.
800-259-9231. So, I don't have to show you what I do, Manwich. You don't have to vet my behavior every single day. Anyway, we're going back into this email from Matthew. Matthew is concerned. He wants to help kids. He really wants to make sure that, you know, kids get taken care of and educate in the educational world.
You know, I'm one thing that if he does want to help kids, I think the best way to do that is to not get them tied down to government schools, the ones they have to go to, the ones where in some communities kids are graduating at a functional illiteracy rate of 40%. Those aren't good schools. And if they're the only choices that people have, that's where they're going to have to go.
Yeah, but he's concerned, though. He thinks that if we get rid of government education, that those people won't have anywhere to go, or that they'll have even more substandard education to experience. Of course, he's completely wrong about that. So let's continue with his email here. He says the approach to privatize education is incorrect. We can't simply give up on bad teachers. Well, why not? Why not give up on them? Fire them. If you're a bad teacher, you don't deserve to be working anymore. I mean, I think it was John Stossel that made this point in his education.
Do you want your
show.
Car built by a bad UAW worker?
Right.
I don't.
Well, I think that was the point that John Stossel had made in his report on education a few days back, was that I think it was the head of GM who came up with the idea that you want to cut your bottom 10%. Now, if you've got a workforce of a few hundred people, you want to slice off that underperforming 10%. The guys that aren't getting any better, the guys that are just kind of sucking off your budget,
yeah,
and not really performing in the workplace, just let them go. And let them go find something they're more suited to do. The bottom 10% of teachers, stay on. They never get fired.
Right.
Because the government system makes it so they have tenure after just a couple years in some places. They can't get fired.
Right.
No matter how bad they are. It doesn't matter if they molest their kids.
You know, and it happens.
It does.
You know, do you want your nuclear power plant maintained by the bottom 10% of, employees there? The fact is that bottom 10% at some point or another is in charge of those reactors. Not good. That's
right.
Why they get rid of them.
Well, right.
Cut them off.
Plus, if you know that at the business you work at that poor employees get fired periodically, you're going to be a little bit of a better worker because you don't want to get caught in that bottom 10% when it's firing time.
Yep.
So you want to get a little bit more competitive, maybe get a little more creative in the ways that you teach your kids, get a little, get some better results out there. Absolutely the bad teachers should be given up on. They aren't meant to teach. They're meant to flip burgers. Or they're meant to go and, hang drywall or something else.
Or they could have some, really high-end career. They could be great computer programmers or, I don't know, MBAs.
Yeah, who knows?
Whatever. They might have a really great career ahead of them, but they're stuck in a job that's bad for them, that they're bad at.
But he says...
they need to be set free.
Matthew says, if we just raise standards for the teachers to educate our youth, that would solve the problem. He goes, he actually addresses the 10%. Instead of cutting off the bottom 10% or whatever statistics you stated about business, we need to raise the standards of the teachers so that they meet your standards of what a good teacher is. Wait a minute. Matthew, as a client to a business, I do get to set standards. Like when I come in and I go shopping at a grocery store, if their store's not clean enough for me, if it's too dark, if it's stinky, I'm not going to come back. And I might say something to the management on my way out, letting them know that...
Maybe 1 out of 10 people will say something to the management. Maybe 1 out of 100.
I'm kind of the person who's likely to say something, depending on how bad it is.
Well, I feel it's fair when you're upset with the service of a company. I feel it's fair to tell that company, look, this is why I'm upset with the service. And this is why, in all likelihood, you won't be getting my business.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in this case, as a client to a business, you are the standard bearer. You are the person who sets the standards because you decide whether or not you want to shop there. Same thing with education. If you're a parent, you set the standards. There should not ever be standards set by some government authority, some bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. Matthew, do you really believe that George Bush or Bill Clinton knows what's best for your kids? Is that what you're telling me? Do you really want these bureaucrats, these elected nimrods, to decide what's appropriate for education in America? Stop it!
I mean, it seems like because they get elected that they're Stephen Hawking or something. They're not smart.
They're not.
They're not qualified.
They aren't smart enough to make it in the real world, so they are politicians.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. A lot of people want
some
power.
Some of them ran their businesses and whatever. But
well, a lot of them just want power. That's why they're in politics as opposed to they're failed business people.
There are some people that just don't know anything about business, though, in politics. But
sure.
Nonetheless, you get to set the standards. And everybody individually should set their own standards. What's right for your kids, Matt, might not be right for your man-witch's kids. Might not be right for my kids. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, do you really think all children are the same? And that they should all have the same exact educational standards? That sounds like lunacy to me.
You know, raising the standards is something we've been doing in public schools for a long time.
Whatever that means.
And what has it resulted in? Well, it's resulted us in a steady decline down the like a world's ranking of best education systems.
Yeah, below average muck is what we have as a result.
Steady decline.
I strongly encourage you to stop pressing for privatized education. However, I would I doubt it would ever actually happen despite who pushes for it. I appreciate your comments nonetheless and enjoy the intellectual debate. Well, Matthew, I hope you're wrong because in the Free State, there are some people that are pretty tired of the whole education system. In fact, Kat Dillon and Russell Canning, two of the biggest activists in the Free State, have refused to pay their property taxes. What do you think would happen, Manwich, if... I don't know, 5 to 10% of property owners just all of a sudden, you know, signed a petition that said, oh, by the way, we're not going to pay property taxes this year because we don't want to support your government education system. What you going to do about it? What are they going to do about it?
Well, they could try to take away their houses.
5 to 10% of the people that live in a given area? Sounds like quite a task.
It would be tough.
Yeah, you're going to throw out people into the streets? I mean, really... That's outrageous if you throw people out into the streets over not paying their property taxes.
Well,
I mean,
it's
such a good system, people should be able to pay for it voluntarily.
It really is coercion, and people don't think of it that way, but you've got to pay upon pain of losing your house.
Right.
And if you don't, you're in big trouble. We're going to take away your house.
I say let's put it to the test. Let's put your grand government education system to the test, Matthew. Make it so it's not privatized. Make it so it's just voluntary. You don't have to use the word privatized if you want. Voluntary is so much better sounding, isn't it? Because when you say privatized, it sounds like the privateers are coming in and they're going to take over and cut costs and cut quality, you know? No, voluntary. So if indeed your government education system is so great, then people will happily fund it on their own. No, make it so people don't have to pay property taxes and just send out bills to people. You wouldn't have to pay them. You'd do it voluntarily.
You know, if you make public school funding voluntary, people are going to start sending their kids to private school pretty quick-like.
Maybe they'll get it together. Maybe they'll lower
their
prices. Who knows what would happen if they actually did it like everybody else does. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At researchedherbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Ian, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams available there, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both of them on the house at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of those. We had been having some, some server issues or something with the broadband streaming recently, and I think we've done something different to where it might have worked out. So if you have some server, if you have troubles with the streams, shoot me an email to let me know about it and let me know what time it's happening. That way we can iron these things out, because we want to make sure you've got quality streams to listen to at freetalklive.com. Free is good, but free and quality?
Even better.
All right, so shall we talk about Valentine's Day, Manwich?
Sure.
And we might as well. It is that time of the year where men and women both fret about what to do. Oh, my gosh, I've got to get something for my sweetheart, right? I mean, Dan, what are you getting for? Are you doing anything for your lady?
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, I get to see my wife. No, well, I think yesterday coming out of the grocery store, I saw that the Girl Scouts were out with their cookies, and I got her a box of Thin Mints for Valentine's Day. What do you do with Valentine's? You shouldn't, if you want a thin significant other, you shouldn't give them candy. Flowers die within days.
Right.
You can get some more quality flowers than others. Mm-hmm. You know, the newer they are, the better. Certainly women like flowers. I'm not disputing that. Jewelry, it costs too much, and people don't generally wear it. You know, I wouldn't want anybody to buy me a shirt. I'm probably not going to wear it because I'm picky about what I wear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I wouldn't go and buy jewelry for somebody because I would think that don't do unto me what I wouldn't do unto you.
Indeed. I think that we talked about how Christmas time, or at least I talked about this, and during Christmas time, how inefficient it is. It's an inefficient wealth transfer. It's people trying to guess what it is that somebody else wants, because really, if you want something, most people, at least I am somebody that does this, I get what I want. I just go and get it. I save up for it, and then I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So if a gift-giving holiday comes around, there's never anything that I'm going to get from somebody that I don't really that I really need. And so Valentine's Day has that same feel to it. Like, okay, you're getting something out of obligation for another person. Whether or not it's actually an accurate gift is a whole other question. Whether or not they're going to be happy with it is another question. And really, my biggest objection, I think, to Valentine's Day just comes with the fact that there are so many people out there that seem to tie gift-giving to caring and loving. And I have a problem with that. I think that that's really not a good thing to have in your relationship, to expect that if somebody gives you a big enough gift, then they must love you. You're expressing your love. And let me give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I got an email in, I think it was last week, and it's just some spam crap email, but it points out exactly what I'm talking about here. It's the ultimate expression of love. The $200,000 Valentine. Yes, this particular travel company is teaming up to create the ultimate Valentine's Day celebration. Paper Valentines, candy roses. Candy and roses have become passé. This website and Offbeat Avid, whatever, blah, 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 have combined their resources to create an extreme Valentine's Day celebration full of adventure, intrigue, and romance. The experience includes the adventure of soaring high above the Napa Valley in a hot air balloon with Peter Mondavi on their way to private tastings of exclusive wineries. The intrigue of dining with world-renowned chefs Robert Curry and Pamela Yan, who will prepare a special menu designed around a $20,000 assortment of rare and cold wines. The wines include a 1961 Latour, rated 100 points by Wine Spectator and Robert Parker, a 1992 Screaming Eagle, a 1988...
What is that?
It's a wine.
Oh, okay.
A 1988 and for dessert, a 1914 Deccan Sauterne. The lucky Valentines will then be spirited away in their private jet to experience the romance of their own private villa and spa in the tropical Caribbean paradise of St. Kitts. And then it goes on.
I haven't heard $200,000 worth yet.
You haven't quite yet? Well, on Friday, February 10th, 2006, a limousine will pick the couple up from their home and escort them to a Cessna Citation III private jet, which will carry the couple off to Napa Valley, where they'll stay for two nights at a private villa, whatever the villa's called. One of the best-known and best-loved hotels in all of wine country. And it just goes on and on. The villa, 1,800 square feet of living space, fireplaces, dining alcoves, two baths, showers, soaking tub, plasma televisions. You'll unwind at the fireside retreat, spa treatments. The dinner will be served en suite, whatever that means. The couple will begin Saturday morning with a champagne balloon adventure over Napa Valley. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. $200,000. It's the ultimate expression of love. If you don't love me, if you don't get this for me, you don't love me. Can you imagine having a woman like that? Can you imagine it? There are women out there, and I'm sure there are men out there.
I
like
don't
that
think
too.
Most people think that way, though. I don't think that the gift is, in fact...
But what about the diamond commercials? A diamond is forever. If you don't love somebody, if you love somebody, you get them a diamond. That's the message of the diamond commercials, and it's the message of Valentine's Day. The message is, you don't care if you don't buy. You don't care. And I don't have a problem with giving gifts. Go ahead, give gifts if that's your thing. But the expectation is what I have a problem with.
I don't think people should put themselves in financial straits over gifts.
I don't think gifts should be given.
I think they should give gifts. It's a good thing. I just don't think that, you know, no financial straits. And I know you don't agree with gifts at all. It's just because you're miserly.
That's not necessarily the case. I think that...
yes, absolutely. You're miserly.
Well, giving gifts creates the percent... I guess the impression that you're going to continue giving gifts. So then you get into this gift-giving rut where you get into situations like they have in Japan. You've got Yahoo reporting today that Japanese women are sick and tired of a long-standing custom requiring them to give chocolates to men without getting any in return. According to an internet survey, 70% of working women said they'd be happy if there was no tradition of giving obligatory chocolates to their boyfriends or colleagues. Nearly 60% said they felt unhappy as Valentine's Day approached, citing the cost and the time it takes to shop for the gifts, which are finally calculated to express just the right emotions towards a boss, colleague, or true boyfriend. And so they've got it over there, this obligation, this feeling of obligation that, well, everybody else gives gifts, so I have to give a gift too. And then, of course, it becomes this whole process of, well, did I get the right gift? Did I spend the right amount of money?
Well,
and it's just such a waste of time and effort and money. Why do we have to have one day to express appreciation for somebody else? That seems to really be what it boils down to. This is your day. This is your day to show how much you love the person that you're with. Of course, it leaves out everybody that doesn't have a significant other, which is a whole other aspect of Valentine's Day. All the lonely people on Valentine's Day that see people celebrating their relationships around them, that's kind of tough for those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people that are in relationships, it creates all kinds of silly expectations, whereas I personally think that showing appreciation is an easy thing to do. I mean, you can do it every single day that you're with somebody. It's simple, you know. Spending time, holding hands, kissing, hugging, the basics. It's easy to do, but I think a lot of people have a lack of that in their relationship.
You know, the things you say about holidays are usually correct, and this one you're correct too. People should show their appreciation every day.
Yeah.
But if you got rid of every single holiday, they'd only spring up again. The same ones. Because people have a demand for this.
Yeah, that's fine. And, of course, a lot of the demand comes from the marketing of Valentine's Day from the companies.
And companies have a demand that people buy stuff.
Right. 800-259-9231. How do you feel on this Valentine's Day? Am I being grumpy? Am I being unfun? 800-259-9231.
Get romantic and conspire against Valentine's Day.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, lullaby and good night. 8 hours rest on a feather pillow feels great. But there's a crowd of people slipping into mental pajamas too early and sleeping in the wrong bed. When I come back, we'll talk.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
It's not your bedtime, but you're falling asleep. And in the wrong bed, your car. Drowsy driving is no fairy tale bedtime story. It's the eerie lullaby of a fall asleep crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports at least 71,000 are injured annually in this not so happy ending. Those most at risk are young people, shift workers, commercial drivers, and people with undiagnosed sleep disorders. Banish the wicked witch of drowsy driving accidents by tag team driving, making regular stops, and getting plenty of time with winking, blinking, and nod. Off the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to our international map of listenership. We've got people from all around the world. Over 800 of our listeners have gone to the map and added themselves to it. It's a simple process. You just punch in your location, your name, your photo, if you'd like, even a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Ladies first on Free Talk Live. Kate in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello, I'd have to agree with Ian about Valentine's Day. And
I can't believe it.
A woman who's as jaded and cynical as I.
Yes, I am. And it also makes me a hypocrite because I work at a jewelry store.
Well, now that's okay because you're just taking advantage of all the saps that that actually go for this kind of thing. I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead, Kate.
The thing is, working in a jewelry store, you see the people who actually enjoy the holiday, or even any holiday, whether it's Christmas. I think Mother's Day is the worst. I mean,
really?
unless she just had a baby or is about to have a baby, it's drudgery for a guy to come in for Mother's Day.
And but, to have a mother that expects jewelry out of you?
No. It's the father's buying jewelry for their spouses because of the children she bore him.
Oh.
That's who buys stuff on Mother's Day.
Oh, interesting.
As far as jewelry goes.
Yeah. But my thing is, I guess having worked in retail for so many years,
right?
What I want on holidays is relaxing time with Bill, my other half. You give me a back rub and feed me, you don't have to buy me a present.
Right. What's wrong with the simple things, you
that
know?
That is a winning formula, by the way. Back rubs and food. Really,
oh, yeah.
Do work.
It works
food
very
is,
well.
Food is great, but going out to eat on Valentine's Day
No. Don't take me to a restaurant.
Right.
Take me something.
Exactly. I am totally with you. Well, I think that people...
another good point. I will love either tools or guns for gifts. Never turn those down.
You are quite a lady there, Kate.
I'll tell you, when I get tools as gifts, I'm the happiest guy. I love to get tools for gifts.
What if you already have the tool?
Usually it's some variation on a tool. Even all tools have variation.
You make it work. I see what you're saying.
My favorite gift ever was a torch and a toolbox.
And a toolbox. You know, I think that the people that that really fall for this Valentine's Day stuff are really just really saps. I mean, if you've got somebody in your life that is demanding some sort of present, some sort of monetary gift in order to be happy and to be with you, you really need to re-examine the relationship you're having. Because is it all about giving gifts? Is it all about exchanging? Is it all about, you know, making this person happy with the stuff that you can get them?
Because it's the obligatory gifts never mean as much as the ones like the random surprise or when somebody's truly meaning to celebrate something, like an anniversary or getting married or she just had a baby or something like that. You know, he comes in, he's looking for something, you know, because he can't go home empty-handed.
Right. That's, you know, I am not a gift-giving person at all, but I got to agree with you on that, Kate, because if there's an opportunity, for instance, if you're out and about, I don't know, maybe shopping wherever, and you just happen to spot something that you just know that your significant other is going to appreciate, and you pick it up then, that's one of those spur-of-the-moment style, hey, you know, you weren't there, and I was, and I thought that you would appreciate this. It wasn't obligatory at all, and I think that there's a lot more thought, a lot more appreciation put into something like that.
From a woman's perspective, those gifts always mean more.
No doubt about it. Kate, anything else on your mind tonight?
Not this evening.
Thanks for your call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, David.
Hello, how's everybody? I'd like to say it's all a state of mind. Every day is Christmas, every night is New Year's Eve, and every day could be Love Day, too.
There you go.
Why not? I agree with you.
And we all need aloha, the aloha spirit, live in the aloha spirit. But
if every night is New Year's, does that mean I wake up every morning with a headache?
It depends if you think having a good time is getting drunk. You know?
Well, I guess you're right, David. Touché.
It's all a monopoly. That's all. These holidays you could call economic supporters. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not sure what you mean. What do you mean?
To keep the economic state alive. You know,
I'm sure there'd be plenty of business done on Valentine's Day if there weren't carts and hearts and candy to buy. Yeah. I mean, the economy's not going to die if Valentine's Day goes away, but it does help the economies of those businesses. Sure.
Look what they did to Thanksgiving. Roosevelt moved it out a week so people could shop a little more for Christmas and all of that.
Did he really? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. You know what?
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. I got to say, we've been on in Montana for a total of two nights now at this point. I've learned a lot about Montana and just a variety of things from our callers there. It's been fantastic. So, David, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Anything? Or are you like me? Are you just doing the usual?
Doing the usual, hanging out with the kid and, you know, make a good supper.
There you go. The simple things, showing appreciation for other individuals. David, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. I really think that's just so important. And it's so easy to do. It's like you say, Manwich, smiling is free.
It is
saying
free.
Thank you is free.
You know, I love that aloha spirit he was talking about. You know, it's like you get to create your mood and attitude every day.
That's true.
Every minute. You get to say. If you're upset about something, you still get to say whether you're going to be upset.
You know, it's a very self-empowering thing, is what you're suggesting. I mean, some people will say, well, I rolled out of the wrong side of the bed today, and they'll just let it get to them. They'll let their anger get to them all day long. I mean, that's kind of like a positive thinking sort of thing. They teach that sort of mindset in class. Like, I don't know, like motivational speakers, that sort of thing. The idea of if you're feeling bad, well, put a smile on your face. It sounds cheesy. But it works.
Yeah.
Like, if you feel lousy, this is the cheesiest thing you can do. If you feel lousy, and for instance, you're out driving around or something like that, just put a big old fat grin. It doesn't matter how fake it is. You have to fake it. If you're really feeling lousy, you'll have to fake it. But you put a big, silly grin on your face and just hold it there for a while. You'll start to feel better.
And when it goes away, put it back again.
Yeah. I actually did that once. I was driving around just grinning to myself one day. And I must have looked very silly to the other people on the road.
Now people probably wonder, what's the good thing that's happened to him?
And in fact, it wasn't anything. I was just grinning because it does help. And so it is all about how you think. 800-259-9231. So your thoughts on Valentine's Day, if you've got them. Are you somebody that I want to hear from a gold digger? I want to hear from somebody that is expecting big things. You're expecting a diamond ring.
Expected big things.
Well, it's not over. The day's not over yet.
It's true. It's not over.
If you are one of those people that expects gifts on Valentine's Day, I would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I don't really even know what to ask you beyond why you're that way. You know, how'd you get that way? Why do you continue to be that way? Why do you continue to be so demanding that someone buy you stuff to show their appreciation for you? Because I think that's a really poor relationship that you're in, if that's what you're doing. If you're out right now shopping for...
What if you just like gifts?
Well, that's, I think, lame in my book. I mean, to ask somebody to spend their hard-earned money on you just to keep you happy so you'll stick around. I don't care how attractive or great of a person you are. I think you're lousy if that's what you're asking your significant other to do. I mean, even the people in Japan that are buying chocolates are bothered by it in majority numbers. 60%, 70% are bothered by the fact that they feel obliged by society's pressures to go out and buy chocolates. And I understand that Japan has, you know, different pressures than we have here, but man, if you're feeling obligated to go out and buy gifts for Valentine's Day, just stop and talk to your significant other about how silly of a holiday it is and just share some time together and do it more often. Not just on Valentine's Day. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So I'm done with my Valentine's Day rant, Manwich. I think I've covered all the bases at this point. And I had a female caller agree with me, so I have been vindicated. Whenever the ladies agree with my position on Valentine's Day, it makes me feel good. So we're going to go to the phones. This is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with KCX, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, sir.
You know, speaking of Valentine's Day and it being a day of love and all, oh, I really love my country. Love my dogs, too, of course.
They're good dogs.
You know, I really love my country, so I'm going to ask everybody to not pay your income tax. Don't contribute to the delinquency of the terrorists.
I agree with that. I can't imagine how someone could look at what this government is doing and how they're spending the tax money that they get in, and actually, and if they don't support that, how they could possibly consider continuing to pay taxes. Oh, wait, man, what you're doing that. How can you possibly consider?
Well, you know, here's another thing. See, I own property on both sides of the state line, and if you look, Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, actually, I own property in the high rent district out in Johnson County, whereas that's where people walk around with their nose stuck up so high in the air, you're surprised that they don't drown when it rains.
Okay.
But anyway, and I have to pay school tax on both sides of the state line in my personal property taxes, and my son goes to a private Christian school. What's wrong with that picture?
It's terrible. It's terrible. You shouldn't have to do that. It's easier to, I think it's easier to stop paying the federal income tax than it is to stop paying your property tax.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because if you don't pay your property tax, why, you know, you're going to be sleeping under a bridge pretty soon, or I'll be sleeping in my big diesel pickup, you know?
Yeah, well, it might not be the next day, but it may be several years down the line when the goons come to evict you from your own home.
Yeah, and the same thing. If you don't pay the taxes on your truck every year, your boat, your lake lot, your car, your motor home, your motorcycle, whatever you've got, your dog. You don't buy a new dog license for your dog, and how far are you going to drive your dog?
Yeah.
You know, look at your wife. You had to buy a marriage license to marry your wife.
What is it?
Now,
yeah, what I want to know.
What in the hell is wrong with this? These people? Wake up, people!
What I want to know, Walt, is what is it that isn't taxed? I mean, is there anything that has not been taxed at least once in America?
I tell you what, I'm fixing to jump in the shower as soon as I get off the phone here, and I'm going to wash the guy that pays the bills around here, and then I'm going to shave the guy that pays the bills around here.
Talking the third person again.
Then I'm going to feed the guy that pays the bills around here.
Sounds like a plan, Walt. Thanks for calling.
Anyway, what I'm saying is they even tax your water.
Yes, they
do. They tax your lights. They tax your phone bill. They tax your gas. Your gas bill. They tax.
It never ends, Walt.
Gasoline,
you're right.
Your diesel fuel. They tax.
That's why we're going to New Hampshire, because we're fed up with it and we're going to stand up against the taxes.
Well, I tell you what, we need to do something. Everybody, don't pay your income tax. Remember,
that's
folks,
a good place to start.
April 15th is another day.
I'm with you, Walt.
Don't contribute to these people, because you're sponsoring the terrorists by paying them.
Thank you, Walt. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800, good advice. 800-259-9231 for those who are courageous enough to follow it. Unlike you, Manwich.
Yes.
800-259-9231. Hey, Manwich, you've got something for us, don't you? You've got something about Arabic translators?
That's right. It's a funny little article. Hoping to make a difference in the world and perhaps sensing the prospect of employment. Let me tell you here.
You got to do these things, man. You got to give credit where credit's due. Because it's not like you wrote the article.
You know, there isn't an author on this
article. Well.
Nah, oh well. Unauthored.
AP.
And perhaps sensing the prospect of likely employment, U.S. students are flocking to newly formed Arabic classes on high school and college campuses. Enrolling is the easy part. First, the students learn that Arabic text reads from to left.
Wait, who are these students again? Just students that want to learn Arabic because they think it'll be valuable? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
I would think that it would be very valuable to speak Arabic. They're taught that the texts read right to left and that numbers flow from left to right.
Mm-hmm.
Letters change form depending on where they are placed in a word. Some sounds have no English equivalent.
Sounds confusing.
And then the really hard part sinks in. Classic Arabic, which is what's generally taught in U.S. classrooms, just like kind of like classic Spanish is, is the equivalent of medieval English. It's fine for literature and diplomacy, but virtually useless on the streets of Cairo. And Egyptian colloquial Arabic differs from other colloquial Arabic tongues, which I'm sure they all colloquially vary. I think I'm just saying that Egyptian varies from the norm. It's no wonder that the dropout rate is so high. In the best programs, only 25% of first-year students reach the third-year level. In a majority of college programs, students have no choice but to stop after the first year because their university doesn't offer a second year.
Interesting.
The persistence of such problems 4 years after the 9/11 attacks is one measure both of the difficulty of the challenge and the nation's sluggish response to it. There are many others. In Iraq, the military lacks American translators, forcing reliance on foreigners. At home, an inspector general reported last year that thousands of hours of intelligence tapes remain untranslated, which means, by the way, that this NSA spying thing means that they're listening to people speaking in English or they're recording conversations that they're never going to hear.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand what you're saying here. In the schools in America, they're teaching Arabic, but it's the wrong kind of Arabic. It's the old school Arabic, and nobody uses that anymore.
Sure.
It's antiquated. It's like speaking Latin, almost. And so the people that are coming out of the education system can't actually coherently necessarily speak or listen to or translate street Arabic or real-life Arabic. And so therefore, whoever is even coming out of the classes, and most of them aren't graduating, but whoever isn't really equipped to do the jobs that they might be needing to do. And in fact, those people whose jobs it is to translate, there's not very many of those individuals. And there's a whole bunch of tape sitting around that they haven't had a chance to listen to yet because they just don't have the manpower. And nobody's being taught the right way to translate. So nobody really is being protected by all this spying, are they?
Not really.
800-259-9231. What do you think about that? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff on our website, including the bulletin board system with thousands of posts. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. I think we're over 82,000 at this point. And almost 1,200 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. All kinds of different topics. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all there at freetalklive.com on the bulletin board system. So, coming up, we still got a lot to talk about tonight. Got an email from a federal agent, man, which...
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, we're going to read the email from the federal agent. I actually talked about him before on the show. He had emailed me once before, and you kind of questioned him. You questioned his authenticity.
Okay.
And he's a little angry about that.
Well...
So we'll talk about him. Plus, of course, your calls.
You wouldn't
about,
be the only person that's angry at
your calls about whatever. And we got the details on the Cheney hunting situation, by the way. In case you were wondering, turns out old Dick was having a little quail hunt. Now, that doesn't mean that you go in and just try to find quail in
yeah.
the forest.
Go out, that's what it sounds like. You go out into the woods, look in bushes, perhaps bring a dog, when you see quail, you shoot them.
Because we were talking last night about hunting and the reasons why people go hunting in today's day and age, and it seems to me that I can understand the sporting aspect of it, the idea of killing your own food and and trying to, you know, guess which direction the little beastie's going to turn or whatever, but and trying to hunt them down. But in this case, it's canned. According to the Pittsburgh Channel, Monday's hunting trip to Pennsylvania by Vice President Dick Cheney, which he reportedly shot more than 70 stocked pheasants.
Well, how else would you find 70 pheasants?
Pheasants, rather. I don't know.
Don't shoot the peasants.
And an unknown number of mallard ducks at an exclusive private club places a spotlight on an increasingly popular and deplorable form of hunting in which birds are pen-reared and released to be shot in large numbers by patrons. The ethics of these hunts are called into question by even rank-and-file sportsmen who hunt animals in their native habitat and do not shoot confined or pen-raised animals that can't escape. So even the hunters look down on this activity. Like, this is just the lamest of the lame, as far as the hunting world is concerned. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported that 500 farm-raised pheasants were released yesterday morning at the Rolling Rock Club in wherever it was for Cheney's 10-person hunting party. Of the 10 people, the group killed at least 417 of the 500 birds. Now, how long do you think this stuff goes on for? I mean, it looks like it was an afternoon affair.
70 birds? That's a lot of shooting.
500 birds were on the ground. They killed 417 of them. There's 10 people involved. That's a good 40 birds per participant. I mean, that's like, and this, you're just spraying the ground and hitting birds, right? I mean, how hard could this be?
Are they in cages there, too?
No, they let them out of the cages in the area that they actually do the shooting. But according to the Humane Society, quote, "This wasn't a hunting ground, it was an open-air abattoir, and the vice president should be ashamed to have patronized this operation and slaughtered so many animals. If the vice president and his friends wanted to sharpen their shooting skills, they could have shot skeet or clay and not resorted to the slaughter of more than 400 creatures planted right in front of them as animated targets." I mean, there is no challenge there whatsoever. If you're a real hunter and you're actually sitting up in your perch or whatever you call it and you're waiting for an animal to come along, at least then you put some time in. At least then there's been some effort expended into killing the beastie. In this case, it's just, hey, open the cages! Pow! It doesn't sound very exciting to me. Hour number 3 is on the way. What do you think? Your thoughts on hunting, canned hunting. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're